You're listening to The Steve Cochran Show, live from the Allstate Showcase Studio in downtown Chicago on 720 WGN.
And Jordan Goodman joins us, the man who knows all about money. He's at moneyanswers.com. You probably know other stuff, too, don't you? Or is it just money, Jordan?
Just money. That's the only thing I know about. That's it. What's sex? Can you describe sex to me?
I could, but not on this show.
Oh, okay.
All right.
I'm always willing to learn.
I always like to start with the market. There are two economies in this world that we live in, and there is the Wall Street economy and then the economy of the real folks who listen to us and are listening right now.
Yes.
So let's start with the Wall Street economy. What are you seeing? What are your thoughts?
Well, here we are at the beginning of the second quarter. The first quarter, we pretty much ended even from where we started, jumping all over the place. I think there were something like 45 days of triple-digit moves one way or the other, and we ended up basically where we started. Even this week, soaring on Monday, plunging on Tuesday, looks like it's going to be down today. People just can't figure out which way we're going here. The positives are the unemployment's been better. In general, the economy's growing. The dollar has been stronger, which is a good thing for us for the most part. Oil prices have plunged, so these are all good things. On the negative side, Europe is still in really weak shape. Greece may be about to be thrown out of the euro. Japan is in really weak shape. China's slowing down. And falling oil is hurting a lot of people as well as helping them. The way I like to put it about oil, which is down to about $48 a barrel, something like that, is that the pain is quick and concentrated, and the pleasure is diffused and delayed.
Yes. Okay?
So in other words, if you're in North Dakota, Alaska, Texas, Oklahoma, the places that are producing oil that were in tremendous boom times like a year ago, they are really hurting. They're shutting down rigs all over the place. That production there's been over 100,000 layoffs in the oil patch just the last 6 months or so alone. So that's a negative impact on the economy, and the oil stocks have been down. Oil earnings are going to be down about 65% in the first quarter from a year ago. So there's a lot of pain in the oil patch, and that's not good for our economy.
It's moneyanswers.com website is the place you go that really get your answers on all things. But we're going to break it down into the stuff that doesn't affect the Wall Street economy. It affects your economy specifically, your student loans, your mortgages, your credit card debt, your bail money that you need.
That's right.
And, of course, you can email Jordan through moneyanswers.com. You can get the resources there, get his books, and find out how he handles money because, frankly, he knows more about it than we do because, as he just said, he doesn't do anything other than money. That's his whole life. That's it. And, by the way, the description of sex probably is the same as the description of money. The pain is diffuse.
How would you describe that?
The pain, what was it? The pain is short and intense, but the pleasure is later or something? I don't know.
Diffuse and spread out over time. That's right. Is that the way it works for you?
I believe I need to get to a clinic. It's 7:21. It's time for the Money Clip. Breakfast with the Hawk later. Troy Murray will join us. Stand by for that. And what did I say the text question was today? Oh, questions for Rom? Was that what it was? Yeah. I'm just, on pins and needles waiting for Rom's office to call back and book his appearance on the show. If you have a question you'd like us to ask Rahm Emanuel, text questions at 312-981-7200. That's the number. And whether it's a legitimate question or a ridiculous question, we'll take them all. 312-981-7200. We'll go through some of those a little bit later on. Jordan Goodman, moneyanswers.com. Are you working on a new book?
I am. It's going to be coming out about a month just before graduation about student loans.
Because that's
call. The latest disaster, the latest bubble about to hit here.
Well, let's jump there to student loans.
Sure.
There are parents who are helping their children deal with student loans, and there are those who are wondering if they should deal with student loans at all. So if your kid's
you've got to deal with them because you can't get rid of them, okay? For 10 years in the bankruptcy law of 2005, student loans were made non-dischargeable in bankruptcy. So they'll go to the grave with you. So you've got to deal with them one way or the other.
Right, but in deal with them, I also was referring to the fact of, is it a good idea to go with a federal student loan? Should you go with a private loan?
Privates are much more expensive. So if you can do the federal, that's better. People say, I qualified for financial aid. What a privilege. I mean, lifetime indebted servitude, basically, to these.
Right.
They're 30-year loans in many cases. And the average person's graduating with about $30,000 in student loan debt. That's the average. Many people, 50, 100, 150, way more than that. and they're living at home. Over 50% of the people going to be graduating the next month or so are going to go back and live at home again, what I call the boomerang generation. They keep coming back. So it's an enormous problem. We're going to add about $100 billion in student loans this year when all these people graduate, up to the $1.3 trillion we've already got.
There is a school in Michigan, do you guys remember the name of the college? There's a school in Michigan that is now doing an offer. It's a small liberal arts college. But if you graduate from their school and you are not able to get a job, they will refund your tuition.
Wow. I don't think that's going to catch on. That would be a nice idea.
It's a great idea.
I don't think that's going
to
happen.
I mean, there's provisions to it and different things that you have to make sure that you do, including actually trying to find work.
Well, that would be a good start. Yes. Yeah.
So,
but there are some things you can do. You can consolidate after you've got all the student loan debt into one loan at the lowest possible interest rate. And as usual, I'm going to give websites. There's a website for that, consolidatecollege.com. There's a federal consolidation program. It's kind of hard to figure out, but they kind of help you do that. There's also something called the Income-Based Repayment Program, or the IBR program, where if you qualify, you pay the minimum for 10 years, and then after that, no matter how much you owe, the rest of it is forgiven. And you qualify by working for the state, federal, local government, military, any kind of government organization at all. And the nonprofit, if you work for a nonprofit, 501c3, something like that. If you can show hardship, your debt to income is way out of whack, you can also qualify for that. So that's something that may help some people get out of their student loans, income-based repayment. And again, the same website I gave before, consolidatecollege.com, to see if you qualify for that. So it helps a little bit, but you really just can't get rid of them, Steve. They just kind of hang on forever. You just have to pay them off as quickly as you can.
I've heard many, many times from people who say, well, you know, my kid's going to graduate this year. Should we start repaying the loan early? Does that ever make sense?
It does make sense. I mean, you get 6 months after they graduate to have to start paying, but the clock is still running. The interest is ticking every moment. So the earlier you start paying on it, the faster you get to pay it off, because a forbearance or delay just means you pay more interest. People don't seem to realize that.
The oil price drop has not seemed to be in line with gas prices. Now, I refuse to whine about gas prices being under $3 a gallon.
Yeah.
I would like the oil companies to make some money. I would like us to pay less for gas. And I think we can all get along here.
In many places in the country, it's below $2 a gallon.
Right. But here, as the oil prices have dropped to, I think it's at $47, $48 a barrel.
That's
again.
Right.
You know, we're floating around 275 to 280 to 290.
Most has taxes.
And isn't it also that summer blend thing that changes the price?
That's right. So as we go into, Memorial Day is the beginning of the driving season. You're going to see prices going up just because there's more use. There's less use in the winter because you're in the middle of a snowbank. You don't kind of put in too many miles. But, I think we're going to see them going up a little bit. But considered to where they were a year ago, where they were probably in the $4 range, whoever thought we'd get gas below $2 a gallon again, so we can't complain too much, but it is causing a huge amount of pain in parts of the country. I do shows around the country, Steve. You might know, I was in Alaska recently, did a show in Alaska, and just to give you a sense of the pain up there, their state budget for the entire state for a year is $6 billion, and they're anticipating a $3 billion shortfall because oil's at 47 instead of 100.
Right.
So they're going to cut their state budget by 50% this year.
That's a problem.
There's going to be cuts in Illinois. I mean, wow. You can imagine that.
We'll come back with more with Jordan Goodman in a bit. We'll hit the credit cards and we'll hit your mortgages and your refis and your consolidation of loans and things of that nature. And also try to get some of your questions in too. Mike called Jordan before we take the break. Mike called insurance policy question about his father. We'll get that off the air and let you grab that call, Jordan, and we'll get an answer for Mike. It's 7:31. The school is Adrian College, A-D-R-I-A-N, Adrian College in Michigan. If you do a Google search on that, you'll see about their tuition refund program. Thought it was a pretty cool idea. Big story next, 7:20 WGN.
Now, back to more Steve Cochran.
I need a dollar, 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 that's what I need. Hey, hey. Well, I need a dollar, 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 that's what I need. Hey, hey. Said I need. Dollar, 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 that's what I need. And if I share with you my story, would you share your dollar with me?
Maybe Clayton Kershaw, you work 2 days a week, literally 2 days a week, and you make $31 million. Or you can repair bobbleheads, work full-time, and make $1,000. I mean, it's your call. Jordan Goodman's the money man. MoneyAnswers.com is the website. Mike has been very patiently holding. Let's get to Mike. Mike, you have an insurance question relating to your dad?
Yes. My father, he's in his 70s. He had an insurance policy, and he was about to drop it. And somebody started telling him about life settlements or something like that, about where you could liquidate it. I've never heard of it. I was wondering, is this a market? Has this been around? Is this,
Mike, you know, what is the amount of the policy? What is the amount of the death benefit of the policy?
It's a $600,000.
$600,000. And how old is your father?
He's 72.
Okay. So, yes, potentially, instead of letting it lapse, which is what the insurance company would like, you can sell it. There's a whole aftermarket in so-called life settlements. So somebody may be able to buy that for $300,000. You get the cash now. They continue to pay the premiums. And when your father dies, they get the $600,000. So that's the way the people invest in it. So, yes, instead of letting it lapse, you put all this money into it for all these years, you can actually get something out of it. This is something the insurance company or the agent will never tell you about because I'd much rather you have it lapse. There's a website for that, which is fundinglife.com. And they've also got a phone number, 877-485-6681. And what they do is they match you, the seller, with somebody who wants to buy the policy. And now I've just given you $300,000. That's better than bobbleheads.
Yeah, it is, by a long stretch. Paul's here. Paul, yeah, you want to know about refi?
Hi.
Hi, yeah, Paul.
Hi, how are you?
Good, jump right in.
Quick question for Jordan. I'm trying to get some of my high credit card debt paid down. I'm thinking about refinancing my car and just see if that's something Jordan recommends as something, a good solution to.
People don't seem to realize, Steve, you can refinance your car. Did you know that?
No, I thought that was really difficult.
No, absolutely you can do it. There's a website, myloangen.com. You know, I've got a website for everything.
You do.
Myloangen.com. And basically, you extend the maturity of your car loan. What is your existing car loan? How many more years do you have to go on it?
I've got about about 3.5 years left.
All right, 3.5 years. So you could probably extend that out to maybe like 7 years, something like that. I mean, cars are good today. They last a long time. So if you extended that out to, say, 7 years, your car payment is going to go down to make it much more affordable for you, and that's going to be a good way to do it.
You mentioned that website. Is that a singular company that's doing it? Because
they shop it out to different places.
Okay.
You pick what your payment is going to be. Based on the maturity of the loan. So Paul's at 3 years. If he brings it out the full way to like 7 years, it's going to bring his payment down. He'll pay for a longer time, but it brings his payment down to something more affordable. And it also helps you avoid the repo man. So that's a good thing as well.
Yeah, but it does have to be in a situation where you're planning on keeping a car for a while, right? Because
Correct.
You're going to change
Correct.
The trade value.
Correct. Because it's something, but it's a way of getting your payment down, refinancing your car loan.
Got
and
it.
Then they take care of it. But yeah, it means you're going to pay it for longer. But a lot of people are taking on bigger cars than they can really afford. And the repo man, if you want a really growth business, Steve, okay?
Bigger than bobbleheads?
Bigger than bobbleheads. Repossession, okay? The repo man is going to do really well because a lot of people have bought cars they can't afford. You want to know what the next bubble is? It's subprime auto loans, okay? A lot of people have gotten cars with very low credit scores. And the car companies say, well, okay, if they don't pay it, we just pick the car up again. So there's the growth business in this country.
Unbelievable. Right now, that's pleasant. More coming up with Jordan Goodman, moneyanswers.com. /7:52, Jordan Goodman's here, moneyanswers.com. All right, so I would say, Jordan, if there's one question I get more than anything else, hey, next time you have Jordan on, ask him where we're supposed to put money now.
Yes.
You know, so
I hear this all the time. Of course, I talk to a lot of GN listeners and help them a lot. And this is the biggest question because they've got money sitting there in CDs, money market funds, T-bills, pretty much earning zero. And with what the Fed's doing, it's going to stay zero for as far as the eye can see. So what are you supposed to do with your money? And what I've been doing with my own money that's helped a lot of folks is what's called commercial mortgage bridge loans. And these are yielding 6% over 1 year, extremely safe. You get your money back at the end of the year.
Commercial mortgage bridge loans. So you're lending money to build bridges.
Not building bridges.
Oh, okay.
No. This is not an infrastructure play. These are, what they're doing is they're bridging over commercial real estate companies using it for hotels, shopping centers, apartment buildings, medical buildings, all kinds of commercial buildings, and they can't get loans from the banks. That's just the reality of today's situation. The banks are so super tight. So they bridge them over. It's a one-year loan. They fix up their property. They may buy one, sell another one. They need a kind of a short-term loan to do this, and they're willing to pay the 6%. And you get the money very safely. They have a maximum loan to value of 65%. So there's a lot of equity. There's a fund that backs these things up. So no matter what happens with the underlying borrower, you get your money, interest and principal, as do a $50 million fund backs these things up. So they've been extremely safe. And a lot of GM listeners have done these. They've really got their money working for them now. And you can do it inside an IRA or you can do it outside an IRA.
So you can do it in an IRA and get the tax advantage too then.
Correct. Correct. A Roth IRA would be tax-free. A regular traditional IRA would be tax-deferred. So absolutely, you roll over money from wherever it's sitting now earning nothing. Now you're earning 6%. There's a website people can find out more about it, which is commercialmortgagebridgeloans.com, commercialmortgagebridgeloans.com. Or they can always email me at moneyanswers.com, and I love it. I've talked to lots of your listeners and helped them actually have their money earning something and being extremely safe.
Now, you need 50 grand. Is that the number?
50 is the minimum. That's correct.
All right.
Either inside or outside an IRA. That's correct.
What if you don't have 50? Is there just bury it in the yard?
For Steve's listeners only, they'll let him in for 25. I shouldn't say that.
That's so
and
not
a bobblehead.
True.
And a bobblehead.
That's so not true. But if you do have a lesser amount of money, is there a recommended play?
Well, I mean, to earn anything decent, you're going to have to do stocks, basically. And obviously, they've been jumping all over the place. Bonds have very low yields today. Treasuries are about 2%. And I think they've got a lot of risk in treasuries because if interest rates were to go up, I don't think they have much room to go down. If they went up, you lose your principal. You could do something called Master Limited Partnerships, MLPs, that have yields about 3, 4%. But again, they have volatility to them. So a lot of your listeners have 50 sitting around. In fact, many of them have hundreds of thousands of dollars sitting around, not knowing what to do with it. So
they should give
it
to me.
In many cases, this commercial mortgage bridge loans will help them out.
And some of you don't know how much money you do have. You know,
this is true.
You've got investments and things that you haven't looked at in years.
They don't even know what they've got.
You know how many people get envelopes? They don't even open them?
There are billions of dollars out there in unclaimed funds. In fact, there's an Illinois Department of Unclaimed Funds that probably has about $15 billion in it. There's a free website. Let me give out some free money if that's okay.
Sure, go ahead.
Open that. Missingmoney.com is a website run by the state departments of unclaimed funds. I think nationwide there's about $65 billion in old insurance policies, bank accounts, 401ks, all kinds of things. When people move from one place to another, they die, just all kinds of things. They don't tell anybody about it. The money's now the way it works is the state, in theory, has to try to find you for 5 years. And they do that by putting ads in newspapers, incredibly small type that nobody ever sees.
Right.
And then after 5 years, if it's not claimed, the state takes it.
It's a good little scam.
The state of Delaware, there was a lot of corporations based, half their state budget is claiming unclaimed funds. That's their main source.
How about that? How about that? Now, the don't open an envelope thing, I don't think I've ever told this story on the air, but I had a friend of mine who was Bill Paranoia, and that's actually the dude's name, Bill Paranoia.
I love it.
But couldn't understand why he was always behind financially and didn't open envelopes. Kept getting envelopes from the Hartford, over and over again, the Hartford, and thought, well, this is probably another bill. The Hartford, this went on forever, but that there was no collection or anything. Eventually, somebody opens the envelope. He was left a chunk of money by an uncle. It cleared probate. It shows up in this fund. He keeps getting envelopes. He had 120 grand he didn't know he had.
Open your envelopes.
Open your envelopes.
It's crazy out there. It really is.
All right, Jordan, have a great day. Moneyanswers.com.
Very good. Always glad to take their emails. Thanks so much, Steve.
Thanks. That's Jordan Goodman. We got a couple of questions for the mayor. We'll try to get to those before the top of the news. Stand by for that on 720 WGN. Moneyanswers.com for those of you whose questions we didn't have time to get to. If you go there and click on the resources button, you'll see all of the various websites Jordan mentioned and some we didn't get to.